Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Skankfest 2019, presented by Infinite CBD.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
The world's first comedy party, Skankfest NYC, is back, and we're going bigger than ever before.
Holy shit, I've done so much to make this a thing.
It was a lot.
Were you not a part of history?
This year, we have three full days of Skank festivities.
June 21st through 23rd at the Brooklyn Bazaar in Brooklyn, New York.
They want to hear the blop blop. Of course they want to hear the blop blops.
They want it.
Over 150 stand-up comedians and live podcasts.
Including the Legion of Skanks, Ari Shaffir, Dan Soder, Michael Che, Cumtown, Janine Garofalo, the Lucas Brothers, Nate Bargatze, Kurt Metzger, Jake the Snake Roberts, Doug Benson, Tony Hinchcliffe, the Goddamn Comedy Jam, Robert Kelly, Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss, The Anthony Cumia Show, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Ron Bennington, and many, many more.
It is the Legion of Skanks.
Skankfest NYC is back.
There was a fantastic universal sense that whatever we were doing was right, that we were winning.
Tickets are on sale now at skankfestnyc.com. Infinite CBD presents Skankfest 2019.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shit, fucking scumbag, motherfucking bitches.
Nothing like that about you.
Thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Monday morning, starting almost on time today. I'm really enjoying my facial hair lately, guys.
It's awful.
I like it. I like it.
I felt like you went on vacation and just tried to be more Puerto Rican.
I do. That's what happens. I go into moods. I'm in a mood to be...
You look like Robin Hood, but with an apostrophe after the N.
That's pretty good. Look, man, great show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here.
Hello.
Two great guests today. Chris from Brooklyn joins the show once again.
What up?
Dave Cyrus is back on the show.
Hi.
Yeah. Great show planned today, boys. Very happy to have you guys here. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Monday. Let's get some plugs out of the way right quick. Listen to this Motley Crue song. I watched the Motley Crue movie this weekend, so we'll talk about that a little bit on today's show.
I was on the set of that. I'd love to talk about that.
Well, I know you're close friends with Pete.
Yeah, I was hanging out in New Orleans when they were shooting that.
That's awesome.
It was awesome, yeah.
Cyrus, let's chat for a second. What do you got to plug really quick? Let's get this out of the way.
Oh, God. I got nothing coming up because I've got to leave town. But Dave Cyrus, whatever.
Dave Cyrus on all social media. Go follow this motherfucker. Let him know the Real Ass Podcast sent you. Chris from Brooklyn, what is up, my friend?
High Society Radio. Go check that out every Thursday at 8 right here on Gas Digital. Tuesdays on iTunes. The newest episode has both Zach and Shannon. So if you like this show, check that out.
Wait, are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
Okay, yeah. I'll be at New York Comedy Club tonight at 7:30.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Come out, man. New York, go fucking see Dave Cyrus. This motherfucker's one of the funniest comics in the business. Zach D'Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at Midnight Comics Watching Horror Movies. And hey, if you're in the tri-state area, April 7th, I make my pro wrestling debut in my first ever death match versus Jeff Cannonball, April 7th, day of WrestleMania. Capitol Wrestling in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey.
Possibly only death match ever, because if you lose, you're dead.
I'm probably not going to be allowed to do this ever again, so come hang out.
That's just what they call hardcore matches in that league?
More or less.
That's cool. Nobody's going to die?
We'll see.
Don't go. Forget it.
Hold on. Wait a second. This is Zach doing something athletic. His heart could explode at any moment.
This might be. And if you saw the guy I'm wrestling, 50-50.
Yeah.
Really, I got to be honest with you. Every day, it's just getting out of bed is a death match for Zach Amico.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be great.
Walking down the steps outside is a death match.
Coming down the stairs, possibly the last time.
I mean, it's going to really help, you know, that league if you do die by accident and just make it a death match. So
it would help.
I don't know. He's one of their bigger draws.
Yeah.
That is true. Look, great stuff planned, guys. Look, the special's coming out in a couple days if you listen to this on iTunes. April 1st, which we should play. Maybe we'll end today's show with a clip from the special, Shannon. That'd be nice, right? April 1st, Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. Everywhere you can buy comedy specials, whether you want to buy the special or the audio album, I want to get to number one on the Billboard charts. I think we can do this, guys. So buy the album if you guys like listening to comedy, or if you like watching it, whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter. Fucking just buy it either way. You can buy it iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, GasDigitalNetwork.com. A lot of people are asking me where to buy it. Here's what I'm going to say. If you're going to buy the special, buy it from GasDigitalNetwork.com, because that's what gives me the most money, obviously. If you're going to buy the album, I think buy it from iTunes, because that's what will get me to chart on the Billboard charts. And I think Dave got up to number two or number three, and he was there for a couple weeks. I want to get to number one on the Billboard charts, and I think we can do that if you guys go and review it, buy it, tell your friends to buy it. I think you guys will really enjoy it. The feedback that I've gotten on the special and the clips that I've been putting out has been incredible so far. Very, very positive. I thought it's so weird because I'm so... All right, turn the fucking music off, Shannon. It's a little crazy now. We're going to have the drum solo at the end. It's all right, relax. I thought it was going to be, you know, you don't know. You get so close to this. You spend your time editing it. I started hating the material because I was editing it so much. And like every little thing that's wrong, you see everything. And the more time you have with it, the more
those
you
are
fucking...
probably the most times. I mean, you did. And like that's the most times in a long stretch that you did an hour consistently. For
I like that
months.
Working on the hour and building it, because it changes every show. The next show you go, oh, shit, I did something there. I can change this joke. It's a really fun process.
Well, it was night and day from the first one, when right before you started the tour. Yeah. I saw the first hour you did, and then you did the whole tour, and then I saw the second taping.
Yeah.
And it was night and day difference
and day
from where you started.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I probably added 15 to 20%, whether it's changing the jokes, switching things around, it changes a lot. But when you go through the process of editing something like that, you start to get very self-conscious, and you start to watch it, and every time I watch it, I find something new wrong with it, and then I'll call
the
editor.
Oh, it's the hearing your own voice that was starting to drive you nuts.
It drives you crazy. Yeah. But now that I stepped away from it a little bit, I put out the clips, the fucking feedback that I've gotten has been phenomenal. I think a lot of people are surprised because, you know, I'm not Big J, where I'm getting all of these opportunities to do stand-up all over the world and all on television. And I think that people...
For anyone wondering why he doesn't get those opportunities...
What?
This is Lewis's notes on the show so far.
Zoom what? In.
Just a swastika.
Well, he was trying to figure it out.
Is that an iron cross?
I'm starting my new set list. I'm working on new material right now. This is where we're going.
I'm proud. Was it just the bullet points?
I'm actually proud you got it on your first try. It wasn't just two diamonds. A lot of people can't get that.
It's spelled Cyrus.
Look, I've said this plenty of times. It's fun to doodle a swast. You know, you doodle a swastika, it's a good time, okay?
It's also challenging as far as doodles go.
No, it's one of the more easy things to draw. It's very fun. It's
He's actually been trying to draw a 3D box this entire time.
Yeah.
I had a problem with that as a kid. Like, for a Jewish kid, I did kind of bother my parents by doodling swastikas.
It's a fun...
On the side of the synagogue.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was. I was just like, that's an interesting shape.
On his grandparents' headstones.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, guys, go get the fucking special right now. Go review it. Go purchase it. Do all that good stuff. And also, I did say this. If you guys can't afford the $12 or the $8 for the audio, hit me up. I'll send you. I don't give a shit, okay? I'm not going to.
They can afford the $8, Lewis.
Look at Chris. Chris is the producer of the special. So he's like, now he's stepping in going like, we're not giving away anything.
Yeah, they can.
No, here's the truth.
Okay.
This is the way that I feel about this, okay?
Scam that, Jew.
If you can't afford the special, hit me up. I will send you a free copy of the special. It's going to be fucking low res, probably. I may have some fun.
You're gonna hit them with that 420p.
I was thinking about putting at the bottom of it just like little messages throughout about what a poor piece of shit they are. Like that'll just scroll across the screen.
Oh man, the poor edition is the N-word edition.
it should be. You should film the computer.
Put a government. Is there a government cheese filter?
Somebody.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, that is like very fair.
Old fashioned VHS.
Yeah, like a
camcopy. This is the way that I feel about this. There's no doubt about this.
Send an Asian lady to deliver it and be like, DVD, and throw it at their face.
People are going to take this and they're going to put it on YouTube or Vimeo or some platform. There's no doubt about it. If they're going to do it to Comedy Central specials and to Bill Burr specials and to Louis specials.
I think you'd feel like a failure if somebody didn't try to pirate your shit.
I was going to say, what would make you feel worse if someone pirated it or if nobody pirated it?
That would make me feel pretty fucking horrible. But the point is that anybody who can't afford it, I would rather them just get it from the source. Then go and just, you know, I don't want to say steal. Steal's a weird way to put it, but I don't know. There's something about I can't get ahead of that. So why even try?
Well, there's plenty of stories of like artists like just giving suggested donation for things and making more money. Like Brian K. Vaughan put out a book.
I'm not doing a suggested donation. If you can't, here's what I'm saying. If you legitimately can't afford it, mm-hmm. okay, fuck it. Hit me up. I will give you a free copy of the special because. You're going to go watch it for free anyway. So I would rather you get it from me directly.
Wait, can you have them have to get it from a sassy black lady who asked them for pay stubs?
But I, you know, so what's the point? I almost feel like there's a...
How excited would you be if you saw a bootleg copy of your special on a blanket on the street? like in front of like Times Square?
That's the original master.
Yeah. Like you would be freaking out with happiness.
Yeah, I probably would be. But I think that most people are going to purchase it. I've had overwhelmingly positive feedback. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm going to LA next week and be promoting it. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people that want to come out and check it out. A couple other gigs. April 12th, I'm going to be at Two Roads Brewery in Connecticut with Kim Congdon. So grab your tickets for that. It's a 6:30 show, early show. So we're going to be hanging out afterwards. I know we got a hotel down there, so we should be looking to go party with some fucking fans. And check out the other podcasts, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me here on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Also go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review. One reviewer every month. First of the month, we always choose one reviewer that wins a free t-shirt or mug just for putting a review. It doesn't even got to be a good review. It doesn't got to be a bad review. Whatever you want to do. You can write, fuck Lewis's mom. What a dumb whore. I'm glad she's dead. And you could still win a Real Ass Podcast t-shirt.
But you could leave 5 stars and write that.
Yeah, you should leave 5 stars, you piece of shit. If you don't, you're a fucking scumbag. But either way, do that. And... Oh, yeah. All right. Last thing. Sorry. We're getting the plugs out. Sorry, guys. Got to plug shit. GasDigitalNetwork.com. You can get every episode we've ever done of this show. Over 375 episodes available on demand. The latest 15 are on iTunes and YouTube. Go to Gas Digital Network. You get the on-demand library for this show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, High Society Radio, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. 20 shows on the network here at Gas Digital. The best fucking content in the world. Over 6,000 hours of live streaming content at your fingertips. $7 a month if you use the promo code RAP. And you also get a 14-day free trial, which is pretty fucking great. Brand new t-shirts up on merchpump.com. Brand new fucking hoodies. Hoodies are $10 off right now. So if you guys want to fucking get your Skankfest merchandise, this is the way to do it. Okay. Go to merchpump.com/RAP. A lot of great stuff there. Look at the Ren and Stimpy, Louis J. Gomez, Zach and Miko shirt, which I fucking love. I hope I see those at Skankfest. Awesome. So great. Skankfest tickets. I think right now there's 21 tickets, 21 all access passes left.
That's it.
That's it. You're not coming to Skankfest. I'm telling you right now, there's no doubt about it. And I'm not even sure about that because there's a bunch of pending purchases, which I'm trying to figure out right now. So we actually even might be so oversold right now. Mm. Get your fucking tickets. I'm telling you right now.
What if somebody can't afford to go to Skankfest? Can they have free tickets?
Too bad. we're doing some stuff. We're doing a trailer contest.
They can stay home and watch Lewis's special.
Yeah. We're doing a trailer contest and we're going to do some other things. I think we're going to bring back the Random Act of Kindness challenge, which whoever does the most impactful random act of kindness can get a free set of Skankfest tickets and a hotel airfare.
Produced a poor orphan boy special. Does that count?
That is true.
I'm very afraid of what would count as an act of kindness.
Rape. It's just rape.
Kicking an old lady on the subway.
Yeah. Oh my God. All I want to do is talk about that, and I promised myself I that I would save video. It for Legion of Skanks.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I didn't. I saw everybody was posting about it, and I saw the...
I got to save for Legion of Skanks. I have to. It's just such a Legion of Skanks
topic.
So you don't
talk, and Zach, make a comment.
I'm not going to get Covington'd again. I want to see the whole video. I want to see what she said.
That is also true.
All right.
We don't know the video starts, he's already kicking her. So that's the whole point.
No, that's not true. He didn't kick her.
Oh, there's a longer video where she, you know.
I don't think there's a video of what she said.
There's actually a Native American man on the other side of the camera.
She was just trying to get some Brazil nuts.
Well, she was black, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. The woman was also black.
That is the funniest thing you've said on the show.
The number of excuses
evaporated.
She's
just trying to order some Brazil nuts.
Oh, she's from a different time.
Depending on what you call them, one of those kicks hit a Brazil nut.
Look, that situation, we're going to talk about it tonight on Legion of Skanks. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. You're really killing me right now. All I want to do is talk about this. I can't. I can't, Chris.
I came in here already to guess the news.
I can't. Well, I don't want to just do the same fucking show. I do 10 hours of podcasting a week, so I don't want to make it the same fucking show.
And I know you're going to have to talk about that with Bisbing, too.
You don't want this show to also be everyone being like, I would have stopped it.
What the fuck was that face, Harrington?
That was just me asking Shannon to bring the video up. So we already have it ready to go in case you change your mind.
All right, I don't know. Harrington made a face that I thought he was mocking me on my own show, and I was about to literally fire him.
Let's just watch
everybody.
Epic Beard Man and just get into that again. If we're gonna.
All right, look, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, there's so many things to talk about right now. Show the fucking video. God damn it, Shannon. What am I supposed to do? We got to do a different angle on it, okay?
Hi-ya.
Jesus.
I love how it's the shittiest martial arts attempt at like a kick. Like, he's trying to look like he can kick. Yeah. And I get that, like, I shouldn't want him to kick better.
Wait, let me see that again.
I'm just saying his form sucks.
I don't know, man. That's Shaq Fu right there.
You shouldn't have to use your hand to balance yourself when you kick someone, first of all.
And then he goes, "World saw that, nigga," like right to the camera. Yeah,
it's pretty blatant.
No, yeah, that guy. Well, they caught him. He's going to jail.
Yeah, they caught him. He's fucked. That guy is fucked. And by the way, am I crazy? If I saw that, here's the real truth. I thought about this. If I was alone, there's no doubt about it, I would do something. I would have gone.
But if you're with Kim, maybe not.
No, if I was with Kim, I would.
Because she'll back you up.
Aren't you more?
If I was with my chick,
people?
I probably wouldn't.
No, if I'm with my son, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I really thought of, because then I start going like, all right, if I'm with my son, I don't know if this guy's got a gun, a knife. He probably has a knife. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, this guy, for somebody to kick
There's
an
no
old
doubt
woman in
my
the face,
mind that guy doesn't have a knife.
He's got a blade on him.
I think that guy looks like he has a knife.
To that confidently.
No, he looks like Blade, is what you said.
No, that was Ghost.
Gotta work on those
remaking
kicks.
Ghost.
That was his Blade audition.
Your Honor, I believe the woman was a vampire.
His kicks were about as good as yours in that demo you and Justin did.
Hey, man, I want my fight after that. So did he, though. He's 1-0. I would fight this guy right now. But if I was alone.
I think you're about to.
If I was alone. First of all, his name was Gomez. His last name is Gomez.
Mark Gomez.
Yeah, Mark Gomez.
I want to believe I would get involved. But, like, you're an asshole to be like, I know I would.
But you've trained martial arts, haven't you?
Yeah.
You trained jiu-jitsu.
No, I mean, I honestly believe in myself that I would. Like, if I saw an old lady getting kicked, I don't think I would necessarily, like, get in a boxing stance, but at least grab the guy's jacket, try to throw him off, hopefully other people would get involved at least.
What I would have done is, in that moment, the only thing I would have done is I would have gone behind him, grabbed him, rear naked choke, sink your hooks in, and fall back and put him out. Literally put him out. Like, don't stop until he's fucking out.
See, I have a big problem with rear naked chokes in a street fight, because then if they do have a knife, you're fucked.
Sort of. He's got to get the knife before you put him out. I mean, that's a lot, dude. If you actually,
it's at least 10 seconds.
No, you can put somebody out faster.
Maybe
if they're not looking for it and they don't know defense.
Yeah, sure. You get the karate.
My assumption is
three
this
seconds,
fucking
but...
guy. He's an older black guy from the hood who's kicking an old woman. He's not a martial artist at all.
How
you can
old
see
the
way
guy?
That he kicks. He has 36.
Oh no, he kicks like shit. That's absolutely
kicks like shit. I know, but I'm saying he's not like a fucking. Like, young, athletic dude.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 36, 37. This is where you're starting to
fall
apart.
Well, I mean,
apart.
That kick is pretty bad. He was holding both sides of both of the poles so he could get the...
He's probably hoping those would be CGI'd out.
He looked fucked up anyway, so...
He just went and drew black dots on the lady.
But, and you're right. I mean...
I think at street fights, I would say always stay standing. Don't... If you go for rear naked choke, you can have the guy dead to rights. You can just pull out a knife and stab you right in the fucking face.
My problem is I don't think his instinct is going to be to go grab for the knife. I think his instinct
also,
is going to be to try to...
If you stretch him out, it's going to be harder for him to get in his pocket. No?
Yeah. I'm just saying what I would do in that case. I look, and maybe I'm talking a lot of shit, but anybody who knows me, there's been plenty of times where I've stepped in and intervened, stupidly so, when either a woman or even like a fucking, even if it's like just a dude getting fucking like beat up, like really beat, if it was like a young dude's getting his ass kicked and it was just a one-sided thing, mm-hmm. I would at the very least probably step in and be like, all right, dude, he's had enough. The cops are coming, whatever it is. Instinctually, I think I would just sort of spring into action. And it's happened plenty of times. So with an old lady and a guy who I'm not going like, oh my God, this guy is like, you know, if it's like a gigantic, muscly yeah. fucking dude who like, you know, you go like, shit, dude, I'm going to like get killed here. But it's just a dude.
Yeah. Honestly, if I'm being honest with myself, when I watch that video, I know myself that I would have gotten involved because people were recording it.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I'm saying because I mean, be at the like, very least, oh wait, I get to be on the news out of it. Too. Yeah, this is more than worth it.
I would have blind tagged him and started kicking the old lady too. I would have stomped the mud hole.
Yeah, this is the video. Is this video or just a picture?
It's a picture.
Out?
He's pretty tall.
He's a big guy, but you know,
Shannon wants to fuck.
he's not
is
that
he
tall.
A those chef's are... jacket.
He's a chef.
Those two guys look
arrested
tiny.
At his restaurant.
No,
really?
What restaurant? Please find out.
He definitely arrested in uniform.
World wow. star that, nigga. He looked right at the camera. Like, yeah. You know that's how, you know you're getting caught. There's no, at that moment when you walk in, you kick this old lady, you're like, fuck, dude, I was just on video kicking an old lady in the face. There's no way in the world this, it's such a horrible crime that it's going to be shared by everybody. It was shared like, I mean, had to be, last I saw was like 130,000 retweets.
Jesus.
I just want to hear both sides of the story.
Like, here's
she
the thing.
She was a kindergarten teacher.
As funny as that is, you do actually, we all get the joke. It's funny. Like, but also,
she was his kindergarten teacher.
What the fuck could have
twice?
Possibly
yeah,
started that?
That's why he's got to be a chef.
That's the even like past the joke, the real life thing of like, what? How did they even start talking? How? What could she possibly have done to raise this guy to that level?
Wouldn't it be great if he started singing like Chef in South Park?
No matter how crazy
this old lady in the face.
It just says a restaurant in Yonkers. It doesn't say the name of it.
Yeah. It was. He was on the one.
What restaurants in Yonkers?
He actually, I think there was a quote. He said what she said. They talk. I guess he said she threatened to stab him or something like that. Look it up to see if there
was a peppermint stick.
He said there was something shiny in her hand. It was a bag of Werther's Originals.
Yeah.
What? A charm bracelet.
Karen, yeah. It was rosary beads.
His fiance said the woman repeatedly threatened her family, including her 11-year-old daughter, as they were traveling back to Yonkers. After
oh, they were all on the train, the family.
Oh, that bitch got the shine. She knew she had an 11-year-old daughter specifically.
So, but this is like an old woman. It doesn't matter. Like, I get that this, even if that's the case, even if she said, I'm going to fucking stab your daughter. Okay.
Did she get up? Did she pull out something?
It's a crazy homeless person. It's a bag lady with a bunch of bags around it. Now look, don't get me wrong. Every time I see a homeless person, they smell up a train car and they put their bags all over the seats.
Yeah.
I want to go over and start kicking them in the face repeatedly. That's my instinct. And I stop myself every single time because I'm not a piece of shit. Yeah. Look, he Gomez'd. Look, he Gomez'd out. It's going to happen.
You're one of the good ones.
Yeah.
The good Gomez's.
But the lady was fine, right? Was she knocked out?
She went to the hospital, but she's fine, yeah.
She's an old lady who got kicked in the head. You're going to go to the hospital. But she seemed like she should have just shook it off. It was like, you still hit like a bitch. Just like, don't be a menace.
What, yeah, so he said that she threatened him. Is there an actual quote? Or I guess the fiance said this? Yeah, it doesn't matter. This motherfucker.
What does that mean? He was alone.
Chris, what happened? You're on the subway. You see that happen. Yeah, you're a fucking guy here. What does it say? Chris, you're a guy. She's actually wearing the carpet that I have in my home as a dress. I swear
she
to God, that exact carpet. Yeah.
Yeah, her jacket definitely is the same. Yeah.
So, it's homeless subway camouflage.
Yeah.
What,
it doesn't
I mean,
make
look,
sense.
So you're at the stop, right? So clearly they're at the stop. You hit the fucking emergency brake and at least throw the guy off. You know what I mean? Right? And I feel like he was off balance. People could have taken the guy down. There's like five people filming this.
Let's see. Alyssa Cox, Mr. Gomez's fiance, said the woman repeatedly threatened her family, including her 11-year-old daughter, as they were traveling back to Yonkers after attending a birthday party. Looks like he just went over there and started kicking her for no apparent reason. Mrs. Cox, 44, said in an interview, adding, I've known him since he was 16. He's not a bad person.
She wasn't there.
Mrs. Cox or Ms. Cox said, no, I guess she was there. She's saying they were on the train.
We saw the video. He didn't leave with anyone. This sounds like bullshit.
I don't know. Works as a chef in a Tribeca restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Immediately expressed remorse after he got off the train, admitting his let the temper get the best of him. Ah, oh, shit. I shouldn't have done that, y'all. I done fucked up again.
He's going to jail.
Yeah, he's over. It's over, dude. Nobody's so going to see that. I don't give a fuck. He is so fucked. And to be honest with you, he's probably going to get his fucking ass beat really badly in jail.
He hasn't already.
I don't know shit about jail, right? But I'm assuming that, you know, media fucking travels. Like, people have cell phones.
A lot of people have phones up
their
asses.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's the kind of guy a CEO locks him. Like, even in fucking bookings, I could see a fucking cop being like, hey, this is the guy who beat up that lady on the train, and just clink.
Yep, walking away. He is in fucking trouble. Not only is the judge going to throw the book at him, I guarantee you this motherfucker...
He won't know what it is.
What were you going to say, Harrington? I see you want to say something.
He's like, is there a safe in here?
He was arrested in November on a gun charge as well. So he's currently playing that out. A gun charge in New York? Criminal possession of a loaded firearm. He was riding around with a Mossberg shotgun and a teenager in a 2018 Mercedes in November.
That's fucking hot.
In
New York City.
Do we really need a black reboot of Natural Born Killers?
No, he's going to jail for years.
He's in trouble. And also, yeah, like, that's actually a good point, because this motherfucker, he's a dangerous criminal. This guy's a dangerous criminal. I don't know what you want me to say. You have an illegal firearm. You know, say what you want about gun rights.
Oh, whatever.
There's just like... you're a fucking dangerous dude. And
we had different opinions on that.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm not gonna, like, if somebody's like, he got arrested with an illegal gun, I'm like, he just doesn't like to do paperwork. Whatever. Like, yeah. I don't really,
not that
not
guy.
New York.
You have to put
not
everything me. Into consideration.
No, I understand that you're fucked in New York. Yeah, they arrested that lady who was just going through the airport from Kentucky. Like, she got 3 years.
You're not riding around Manhattan with a shotgun for a good reason.
A man willing to kick an old woman in the face on camera. You know,
Who also has an illegal gun. Yeah.
But I'm just saying that you take everything and I go like, okay, this is a dangerous fucking criminal. And that's where you kind of get scared. Because if I'm with my son on the subway and something like that happens, I'm in a weird situation. Because number one, my dad was literally stabbed to death outside of a fucking nightclub when I was 4 years old. Mm-hmm. You know.
If he escalates a woman, an old lady in the subway, talking shit to kicking her in the face, what does he escalate a grown man talking shit to him?
Yeah, doing? Or grabbing him, attacking
him. That's the guy who pulls the gun out instead
of course,
getting
into a fight. That's the concern. However, I think if I'm alone and I'm not with my son, I think my instinct would jump in. You know, I don't know what I would do.
It would have to fuck me up
because the other thing is I don't want...
completely alone. I would have to be like if I was with my chick, no shot.
Yeah.
Like, but if I was by myself... Yeah, because it's an old lady. You know what I mean? Like, everybody loves their grandmother except you. But, you know, everybody else.
I like how I just realized there's no one in my life that I love enough that would stop me from doing something like this.
Yeah.
That would be a factor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no one I care about that'd be like, no, that person has to be safe.
There's no way, if I'm with, like, my brother or my chick, there's no way I get involved. The same way you
would. Your brother.
He's a mentally handicapped human being. Okay. I would not allow, like, I'm not getting stabbed in front of him. I'm not letting, that guy's going to fuck him up if I get felled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to knock out my chick. You know what I mean? I'm not fucking doing
that. Yeah, he's going to do it. That's the other thing is, like, my chick would also fucking start jumping in and punching, and she's going to get fucking knocked out now. I don't know. I think if I was with my chick, I'd probably say something. I think, and the other problem is, if I'm with my son, do I want to show my son, you know, me walking away from an old man being kicked in the face? The lesson there, it's a fucked up thing. I'm not being tough here. I'm not saying whatever. It's a fucking real thing in my head where I'm going, like, I don't want to be hurt in front of my son at all. But at the same time, the imprint in his mind of his father letting an old woman be kicked in the face because he's afraid, you know...
I feel like you'd be brave enough to do a, hey. Like, at least like, you might get the guy's attention.
I mean...
It's not even that. If that guy's going
to... You can't do anything. There's no, hey, you have to grab this guy and you have to choke him out. The only thing you can do, and I'm not no fucking jiu-jitsu expert, but I'm telling you right now, the average person doesn't know jiu-jitsu. The average person doesn't know what the fuck's coming.
That guy doesn't, yeah.
That, So you can put this guy out. You can put him out pretty fucking quickly if you know a little bit. And I think that I know enough. I know you know enough. I know you know enough.
He's wearing a jacket. You can lapel choke him.
Yeah, dude, you can take this guy down pretty easily and fucking put him out. And then as soon as he's...
Well, especially the way he's standing during the kicks.
Oh, dude, literally, you can literally... First of all, you can pull him down pretty easily just by his jacket.
You grab that ankle that's planted and he's done.
The problem is, the concern is a fucking knife. The concern is a gun. The concern is that he's going to pull a razor blade out. The concern is this fucking ghetto.
Let's say you're with your son, right?
Right.
Let's just say that. Now, he doesn't even try to hit you. He just swings at your kid. You know what I mean? There's like people who are fucked up like that that'll just do that.
Yeah.
Not to mention his fucking 11-year-old daughter probably had a goddamn knife too.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. The chick will come out and they'll fucking cut your face while you're fighting their man. Some ghetto fucking whore. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's nuts. I don't know what you want me to say. This guy, there's no way you can slice this that this guy is not just the fucking biggest piece of shit in the world. And, you know, it's a scary thing as a man. I don't know. If you don't have a kid, I don't know how much that goes through people's head. But it's like that, like, it gave me this weird, uncomfortable feeling watching it because I'm going like, I don't know what I would do there. And there's almost no right answer. There's no right thing to do in that moment. Maybe, you know, follow the guy. Maybe call the cops. You know.
Just yell out Omar coming. Yeah. See if the guy flinches.
And the guy, he does look like someone who carries around a butterfly knife he can no longer close fully.
Yeah.
Like a twisted guy.
You're right.
He used it to like open a door once.
It's crusted up with blood from others.
Yeah, I'm not, it's a scary thing. And, you know, fuck this guy. I'm glad that he's in jail. But, you know, you really don't. I mean, what the fuck did happen? I would love to see what this old lady said. What if she was just fucking really just talking shit?
Everyone's
to
been threatened by a homeless person, though.
Yeah.
We've all had them talk shit. Like, no. I've had that. You don't. Who gets to do a fist fight with a homeless person?
It literally happened to me, and I just got up and left.
Yeah.
Like, because it was like a younger homeless. This dude was like, he kept passing out. Like, he was like sleeping, standing up, then sat next to me. And wakes up, looks at me and goes, ah, nah, not today, motherfucker. And then just goes right back to sleep. And I'm like, I'm just going to leave before this guy wakes up again.
Happens a lot. Homeless guy will just be getting on the train, circling and being kind of crazy and wacky and walking up and down. And it's weird. I do this a lot. My instinct is there's like kids on the train is to put my body in between that crazy homeless person and the children. My instinct, and I do it. I literally stand there because in my mind, I'm also going, all right, this is a crazy person. He can attack a little kid and hurt a little kid, but it's maybe they're out of shape. They're not really.
You can take most homeless
people. I can take most homeless people. They're not healthy. They're not like, they're going to have terrible cardio.
They don't have like, you know, determination.
Yeah. They have, you know, but.
They certainly don't have enough forearm strength to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking, what does it say? Harrington texted me. What? 6 to 10 seconds from a stealth position on a defenseless opponent. What was that?
That's how long it takes to put somebody out with a rear naked choke.
Yeah, if you get the carotid artery perfectly, you get both sides.
Yeah, that guy was wearing a collared leather jacket. It might not
be. You never
the
know
easiest.
If you're going to. The guy, all he's got to do is.
He also had a scarf on, right?
Yeah, if you don't know how to defend it, though, dude, to be honest with you, I think I can pretty easily. If somebody doesn't know how to defend it straight up from behind, going up behind them, I think I could put somebody out with a rear naked choke almost every time. If they don't know the defense for it, if they don't know to tuck their chin and to get their hands in to create space and how to get out of it, their instincts are going to work against them. If they put their hand in their pocket to go get a knife and I fucking pull
back,
fucking, they don't have the strength in their hand. Even by the time they get there, even let's say they're not out completely, by the time that they got their hand in their pocket, they're lightheaded. They're going.
Well, you should by that time have your leg around the arm anyway.
Yes.
If you're doing
agreed.
It right. So.
Yeah.
If that case, you're fine. I'm just saying there's a lot of factors that could go wrong.
No, you're right.
On a train trying to choke a stranger if they had a knife.
I just don't.
That's the only thing about me, just if they had a knife.
That's the scary part.
Why
this guy
would just sneak up and get.
Because a lot of people were shitting on the people that were taping.
If it's going through a tunnel, somebody could be in a further back car with a sniper rifle, yeah, like in Under Siege 2.
That's true. They were shitting on the people that were taping it. And they were going like, why didn't these guys step in? And dude, you know, I got to be honest with you.
Why are they hating on the American entrepreneurial spirit, really?
I don't know who these kids are. You don't see them, right? Like, those pieces of shit should be arrested, too. You know, if you don't know anything.
What is this, the finale of Seinfeld? Shut the fuck up, idiot.
Like, if you think that, you know, I mean, let's say, Cyrus, you know martial arts, right? But, like, you're, you know, a smaller dude for all intents and purposes, right? If you didn't know martial arts, I'm not going to fault you for not trying to go and fight this guy who's going to beat the shit out of you and maybe kill you. Who the fuck knows? I can't fault,
The guy seemed like a big dude. He was bigger than those two cops in the fucking walkout shop.
And the I don't know who's on the other end of the cell phone. If they're like,
a 15-year-old kid.
A 15-year-old skinny kid with glasses, like, what do you want him to do? You're going to have, he can't do anything. The reality is they taped it. And that's what brought the guy to justice.
You know what? He could have yelled, hey. He could have tried to get the guy's attention. I'm not saying that's like a great thing to do, but I feel like most normal people would just start yelling, try to get the other people in the train, like, hey, you know, and try to get...
Most people walk away.
Try to rush them.
Most people walk away.
I think if you shame the people around you, you can get them to do
it. I've probably heard, and this is the truth.
That is the most Jewish strategy, by the way. Shame the rest of the train into helping.
Yeah. Late at night, I've probably, in my life...
It's basically the Middle East situation.
Maybe 10 times throughout my life, I've heard a woman screaming for help in the night. Like, just like, whatever it is, I'll be like... falling asleep, like, help! Dear God, fucking help me! I just shut my window. I can't. Somebody else. That's a very passive thing.
I thought you were
going to
say, put your hand over their mouth.
No, New York's a very, like, everyone sort of has the attitude of, like, somebody else will fucking go there and help them, you know? And if I could see it, think about that. You're hearing somebody screaming for help. I live in a New York City block. Within that block,
who just dumps cold water on her? Shut up!
How many people live on a New York City block, an average? Like, the fuck? It's crazy.
Hundreds,
thousands some blocks, depending on how tall the buildings are, right? So now I have to decipher where this screaming is coming from. When am I going to call the cops? They're screaming in the air, cops. They're not doing anything.
One time I was...
They're just going to be like, yeah, we hear it too.
I remember one time hearing an old lady like crying for help, and we ran up to her window, and then some Jamaican like nurse came out and be like, "Don't worry." We're like, "Okay, thank you." Just walk. Like, we just completely took her word for it.
There's an old guy in my building who locks himself in his bathroom once a month, and he just bangs on the door until somebody like opens his front door and lets him out. Like, I wake up to a guy banging on his own bathroom door, screaming. Once a month, because he's an old man who locks himself in the bathroom once a month.
But what's the protocol if somebody's screaming for help in the night? Somebody's screaming, rape! I'm being raped! And you just...
I typically turn on the air conditioner to drown it out. That's
true.
You call 911 at least.
But what do you do? What do you say? Hi, 911, do you have an emergency?
Yeah, you tell him. You tell him,
let's role play right now. Hi, 911, do you have an emergency?
Hi, I'm at this address. I hear a woman is screaming. Can you send a policeman over?
What address is she? Do you see her? Do you know what block she's on? Do you know what corner she's on?
Yeah, I'm at this address. I can hear the screams from here. I think it's around these houses.
And then they come, and this woman's...
Here's where that ends. The operator goes, "Okay, can you wait there while I send a cop over?" I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't even give them my name. They're like, "Can I have your name?" I'm like, nope.
Nope. This is a burner phone.
Unfortunately, I do have that time.
You're ready to do that?
Yeah, I have all the time.
Like, in my head, there's just nobody going to be able to do anything. If I got robbed by kids, like, let's say I got robbed by three black kids in Brooklyn, right? And they asked for my wallet. I don't think I would...
Can't it just be three kids?
Well, let's get real.
Sorry.
But these, you know, they come and take my wallet, right? I don't even know if I call the cops. I don't even know if I go that far. What? Three black kids in Brooklyn took my wallet.
They'll send you another Ridge wallet.
Describe them. Now you're going to really ask me to be racist. What am I supposed to do? I got a career to worry about, officer. Do I have to describe them? Big nose, big lips. I think they like fried chicken.
That's why it's incumbent
on
you to pay attention to their clothes.
Do rag match your shoelaces? I don't know, sir.
I don't know. They were dressed better than me. Yeah. They're black. Obviously. They have style.
You're wearing those weird genie pants that these black kids are wearing now?
I don't even fucking know. I just, in my mind, I don't think that they would ever be able to arrest the kids that robbed me. You know, it would just never get there. Dave Smith told me that when they never arrested, they never even called him. No, they never even looked. You report it and they go, "Oh, really? Three young black kids in Brooklyn were looking."
He also got robbed like four blocks from the precinct.
Yeah.
It was like you could spit on the fucking police precinct.
He went to the police, though, and he you know, described them, and they were like, "Oh, well, what are you doing in that?" They were sort of accusatory, acting like he was trying to buy drugs.
He just lived there.
Yeah, he just lived there. Yeah. And... yeah, it just was sort of like a non-issue. So I'm just going with the very logical way. I'm not going to even waste my time. And I feel bad for these women that are being attacked.
Honestly, when I've been mugged, I didn't go to the police. So I know. Yeah.
You got mugged? Who'd you get mugged by?
Kids.
What color were they?
I don't
remember. Exactly. Exactly, Dave Cyrus.
They could have been Panamanian is all I'm saying.
You need to have the Notorious drop writer for Dave Cyrus, too, because he chimes in with these fucking little Notorious FAG comments once in a while, okay? Please.
Well, that was a... Wait, what?
Well, for Mike Cannon, he's known as the notorious FAG.
Because I called someone that in a roast battle once.
What, the notorious FAG?
After he rapped, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Rob Ryan rapped to me. He got a standing ovation. I just called him notorious FAG.
That's,
and it
so fucking
undid
funny.
All the progress he'd made.
That's so funny. No, because Cannon is a fucking bleeding heart liberal pansy.
Yeah, me
I
too.
He was a confirmed colossal faggot.
Yeah, it's colossal fag. Sorry, but we just turned into.
I was almost hurt that, like, when I did the show with him, that he was the one got labeled the liberal.
I know. Yeah, you're kind of a fag too, but that's not a problem. Here's the thing: you're
out and proud.
Anybody who listens to this show, if you care enough that you don't like liberals, if you care enough about political and social issues that you're like, oh, fucking, I can't stand fucking libs, libtards, you also stink.
Yeah,
you
wouldn't want to
say, like, you're just another fag, just a different version of that same fag.
Yeah.
You shouldn't give a fuck. So here's the thing, me and Dave Cyrus can chill, just like I can chill with fucking Owen Benjamin, because the reality is, I don't fucking care about social issues and political issues.
No.
So when these things come up in life,
or
I go, I don't know. I can let me just fucking smoke a blunt. You know, who gives a shit? Let's go play some video games, or let's just talk about life and things that actually affect us. So when I just don't let that define my friendships and the people that I hang out with, because I'm enough of a human being that I don't let other people dictate just sort of like where the conversation's going. Ultimately, I just kind of take over. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're all guests on this show.
It is funny in your example of not caring about politics, you bring up wanting to do something that one of the parties doesn't want to let you do.
What?
Smoke a blunt. I'm not trying to actually like poke holes. I just thought it's funny.
Which party
doesn't
want to let us smoke a blunt? I think you can find people on the right and the left that are both very pro marijuana.
It's mostly
because there's the free market guys are all about weed being.
Oh,
legal.
It's what the Republicans should be doing, but. Most of the actual Republicans.
Doesn't John Boehner own a weed company now?
I don't know.
Yeah, because he's no longer in Congress. But like I said, that is one of the examples of like, you might care more because
one
party wants it.
I don't really care because I got to be honest with you, the legality of me smoking weed has never been a deterrent for me smoking weed.
We get it. You're Puerto Rican.
It would be nice if it was legal, but the reality is that's not enough of an issue to me in my life to fucking really care. I think that I'm looking at it, I can just say, it'll be legal in New York City in 5 years. It'll be probably way less, to be honest. It'll be way less. But if I had to guess, we're just kind of going that way. And this is whether I'm involved or not, whether I'm involved emotionally, whether I think about it or not, you can kind of look at that and go like, all right, well, it's fine. So why should I really care? What's the point? If I started really giving a fuck about weed being legal.
I'm not saying you should be like hysterical about it, but if there was a vote and it said one party wanted it and one party didn't, wouldn't that sway you to the party?
I abstain from voting because I don't know.
Not a fag.
I don't know anything. So I'm going to be voting based off of, you know, just some articles that somebody else writes that has a very specific agenda.
You can just vote by what you believe in. It doesn't have to be about the person. It could just be about policy.
I don't believe that.
That's why I always write in stone cold.
I don't believe in their policy. I don't believe anything they say. They are just sort of, they're saying whatever is going to get them to be in power, right? So, and it'll switch. It just depends. Like you look at sort of the gay marriage thing is a very great example. Hillary was against gay marriage
Obama.
Years ago. Yeah, so was Obama. And popular.
Yeah, there was a time when you really couldn't get arrested as a politician on either side if you were pro-gay marriage in the 90s.
I know. They have no actual backbones or any real opinions. It's just politics.
But at the same time,
we use that term. It's about being political. It's just by the definition, it's none of it's real. So I'm going to vote on somebody based off of policy when it's not real policy.
But the whole time that they were against gay marriage, they're also in favor of civil unions that had the same rights. They just didn't have the word because they thought that was the compromise that they could get away with. I don't mind the idea of a politician saying, I want to represent the majority of my party. Like, that doesn't bother me as much. People see that as being like dishonest. And I'm like, isn't that kind of the job of a politician to be like, what do most liberals want? What do they want?
And I understand just to represent that as well. I understand that as well. I'm just saying that it's a basic life philosophy. I don't spend any mental or emotional energy on any of that. I spend it all on creating, giving my son a good life.
Fortnite.
Doing the things that I genuinely really want to do. I spend no emotional energy sort of paying attention to that game. And I feel like
you also spend a lot of emotional energy yelling at cab drivers and baristas.
That's also true.
Yeah. And you don't have any time left for politics.
How could I possibly read a newspaper when I have to yell at a cab driver? You know?
He's too busy hitting the cab driver with the newspaper.
But it's just bad.
Bad cab driver.
Rubbing his nose in his own pee.
Which is in a bottle at his feet.
It's really about life philosophy. And it's not, the people that do care, I almost feel bad for them because I feel like they're watching like a basketball game on a movie set, but they're like emotionally connected. Like this is a real game. Like they're like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. This is the craziest game ever. I'm like, no, it's all.
Oh no, it's a real game. It's a real game because the winners actually do change the world. And, you know, people used to talk about, oh, it doesn't matter who you vote for. And I'm like, well, look at 2000. Would the world have really been the exact same world if Bush or Gore was president? No, it would have been two different directions. So it's like, it's okay to not care about it, but it is real.
Notorious. Thank you.
It's a difference. Shit changes. The world is chaotic. There's no one tending the light. No one is making sure we're going to be okay. Mm. The decisions we make in general could kill us all easily. We should think of the world like that. We're a fucking rock in space.
I agree. No, I agree with you. But I think that you will go further if you disconnect from all of that shit, which you cannot change. I really don't believe you can change that. And if your goal was to create positivity in your life, your friend's life, the people around you, create prosperity, to contribute. You know what I'm saying? That's really the big thing. And I don't think voting or spending time campaigning on social media for social and political issues is actually contributing. I think it's fake contribution. I think people think that they're doing something when they're absolutely doing nothing. And I think that I have more respect for the fucking guy who doesn't read the newspaper but volunteers at a soup kitchen once a week because he's actually doing something. And I feel like that there's so, if people started to think about tangible results and to actually do something, just what I joke about it, but the whole idea of a random act of kindness, right? I really do kind of love that concept, right? If everyone got up every day and committed some random act of kindness, we could change the world. Just something small, right? We could actually create some sort of positive energy. And I do really genuinely live in a world where I think that energy is really important. I think that sort of, you know, creating positive things around you and sort of creating progress, that actually does really amazing things and tangible things. And I think that people are tricked because of social media to believe that they're contributing when they're not. And we are in a society where nobody's doing anything anymore. Everyone feels as if they're so
that guy who kicked that old lady in the face did more for society than most of these fucking idiots on Twitter.
Yeah, he entertained people with outrage because people like to be outraged.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're all talk, fuck you, then it doesn't matter what you believe in.
Hell yeah, you got to be ready to kick an old lady in the face for your beliefs or hit her with a bike lock, whatever.
What if she was a Trump supporter? People would be like, you know what, she deserved it.
Yeah.
If that was an old white lady in a red hat, people will go, all right.
Oh my God, it would be a meme. If that was an old white lady in a fucking Make America Great Again hat, it would literally be...
It would have been like Punch Nazis and then fucking epic music.
Doesn't matter how old they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't, but the thing about that is
I like, think they would.
I don't think so.
I think you have the... Oh my God!
I think the majority of liberals would condemn
it. So Zach agrees with you politically. When I saw the Trump... He's the one who brought this up.
I had an argument with someone who was like an anarchist, like... super leftist about an adult woman just having eggs thrown at her at a Trump rally because she was wearing a MAGA hat. And I had
I remember that chick. Yeah, she was like, she was pelted with it.
And I had a whole argument about, like, you know, fuck you. You are ruining everything. You. If you're the guy,
but think about that. You just said, what was everyone else saying?
Oh, no.
The narrative on the left
Of the people I saw, I thought were against it. We're saying, don't get violent. They're the violent ones.
About a few select people
to the crazy people. We listen to the ones who are the most outrageous. The majority of the people in the country are like, you're an asshole on either side if you get violent.
I'm talking about online. I say this a lot. I say it every week. If you go to a supermarket and you just talk to the average person,
they're going
to
be like, why are you talking to me? I'm trying to buy grapes,
but
asshole.
The problem is, that doesn't represent the majority of liberals or the majority of conservatives. It's just the people online who are loud and obnoxious so they get attention.
To a certain degree.
I'm saying the
tone of that woman being hit in the head with eggs, regardless. Forget closed doors.
Anybody getting hit with an egg is hysterical.
Let me say this. The tone of that was good for her, fuck that bitch. Just in general. I'm not saying that everyone felt that way, that, you know, I'm saying if you sort of went online and that specific situation became a meme where people were like, yeah, fuck this bitch. They're like, you know, you want to be a Nazi, you want to be a racist bitch, you're going to get pelted with eggs. people didn't give a fuck, and it was a woman being attacked. It was fucking crazy. I remember watching this, and I remember thinking, like, how aren't people coming out and publicly condemning it? And no celebrities did, no left people did. They may ignore it, and if you ask them their real opinion, they go, yeah, you shouldn't attack a woman. But the tone online was that this woman fucking deserved it, and I believe this deep down inside. And Zach's as big of a fucking lefty fag as any of them, and you made this point. I really believe if that woman was a white woman wearing a Make America Great Again hat, I'm not saying that people would be okay with it. I'm just saying it would be a funny thing. The tone from the left would be like, look, kick a Nazi, kick an old Nazi.
I don't buy that at all. In all honesty, I don't see them equating. Yeah, of course, when it's a Nazi, they laugh at it. Why shouldn't we? Fuck them. But when it's an old lady, I don't buy
it. It's not a Nazi.
When it's an old lady getting
hit in the head with a fucking bike lock.
I think you'd have to look far. You'd have to look pretty far to find the really fucked up. And there's always great. Look, everyone that believes anything, there's someone online making it look bad. There's a crazy person who agrees with you and makes you look bad.
Right.
If you cherry pick it, you'll find people like that. But I think the 99.9% of liberals would be like, fuck this guy. This is wrong. Don't represent us.
I hope so.
And I think that most Trump supporters, if they saw an old lady being stomped by a guy in a MAGA hat, would say, put that guy in jail.
I think more so. What's funny is, that's my point. I think people on the right are much more even keeled about this stuff. I really do. I don't know. I don't think that the... when that woman was killed at the rally by that fucking psycho, I didn't see many people on the right defending that. I didn't see many people on the right going like, oh, well, you shouldn't be out there.
The guy who drove
Heather
into a crowd of people.
I saw a ton of people saying serves you right for marching with Antifa as if Antifa was even something they should have given a shit about before they went to the let's protest against the Nazis.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. If you look at the right places. Yeah. I saw tons of people defending the murder of Heather Heyer.
OK.
So it really is about what you're looking at.
I mean, we don't really go to Daily Stormer as often as you, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
this. Well, they keep rejecting my ability to make fake accounts.
Don't speak for me, Chris. Sorry, Zach.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a moment and talk about Stamps.com, which is such an incredible company. If you're a busy person, especially if you're a business owner, you know that time is valuable. Time is money, baby boy. And nobody has time to go to the post office. You're busy. You got a lot going on. You're running this business. Right now, Stamps.com is a place to go if you're looking to save time and have a much more convenient experience when you're trying to mail things. It eliminates the trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you cannot get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you all of the amazing services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer, whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. It's simple to use. You could print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it off in a mailbox. It is that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off of priority mail. It's a no-brainer. It saves you time and money, and it's no wonder why over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Now, here's what you have to do. Right now, you get a special offer, free trial, 4-week free trial for Stamps.com, free postage, and a free digital scale. That's right.
It's extra helpful if you're sending drugs through the mail.
A free digital scale. Not for drugs, Chris, for U.S. official postage, so you have the exact amount that your mail weighs.
I mean, Google it. People say that you should send drugs to your...
Nobody would ever say send drugs, guys. Do not send drugs, especially if you're going to send them to Stamps.com.
I'm not saying you should, but if you Google it, the recommended way of sending drugs through any sort of postage is the USPS. They're too busy to catch it. And you have a free digital scale.
The U.S. mail is running out of money. They are stretched so thin, they cannot check anything, everyone.
Even the drug-sniffing dogs are lazy at the post office.
Support the USPS.
Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in RAP. Once again, that is Stamps.com. Enter RAP after you click on that microphone. That lets them know that we sent you there, and you get a 4-week free trial plus a free digital scale. Okay, let's get back into it. So I watched the Motley Crue movie on Netflix.
One thing I have to give them credit for is they were meticulously accurate about Tommy Lee's tattoos. Like, chronologically,
they made sure
that he always had the tattoos he had in the year the scene took place.
Yeah, it's weird and because I always just thought of Tommy Lee as being tatted up, like, all together.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And then Machine Gun Kelly is completely covered. He had to be completely plastered with makeup just to look like that because he has more tattoos than Tommy Lee.
Go ahead, play it again.
Harrington's having to reboot in 2 minutes.
shots.
Okay, give me a fucking coffee.
Yeah, I was on the set of this movie. It was actually really awesome in New Orleans.
That's pretty cool, man. I grew up as a Motley Crue fan. Like, you know, people, or for me, I actively was against Guns N' Roses. I was like, fuck Guns N' Roses. I like Motley Crue. It was weird. I did. Did Vince Neil?
I half agreed with that.
Axl Rose.
I just hated
beef?
Guns N' Roses. Axl Rose had beef with everybody.
Looking at them now, it looks like they've both had plenty of beef.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they. Isn't it satisfying to see how bad Vince Neil looks now when you watch the movie? You see this like this pretty boy with his abs, and you're like, thank God you look like Guy Fieri's worst nightmare now.
Yes, this happened. Yes. Pull up, there's a clip of Axl Rose and Vince Neil. They got into an argument, and Vince Neil challenged Axl Rose to a fight. I remember, dude, this fucking happened. Yes, I knew I was not wrong about this.
Now, hot dog eating contest.
But it was weird because people like GNR, and I was like, no, I'm a fucking Motley Crue guy, okay? I don't know what that sound is now. Please, guys, please, please.
It could have happened at anybody.
Listen.
This is the trailer.
But it didn't.
Now, but it's just playing out of nowhere. Stop it. Stop it.
All right, so we've had the picture, and we've had the sound.
Put it together.
I think.
It was the reboot of that computer.
If we can just meet in the middle.
You know, I'll tell you, it's
just like the left and the right need to meet in the middle.
No, they don't!
It's theater of the mind, you know?
Don't play anything yet, okay? I need you to fucking never make a mistake in my show again. And the next mistake that's made on my show, you're not working on my show anymore. I don't fucking care. No more mistakes on my show. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of every time I ask for a fucking video to be played, there's no volume on the video. Every time. It's not funny. It's not interesting. It's not cute. It's not like, oh, let me make fun of the fucking staff for not knowing what the fuck they're doing. It's not fun. It doesn't make anybody happy. And I fucking mean that. Next time a video is played with that volume, whoever's responsible for it is not working on my show anymore. And I fucking mean that. Period. I gotta be a fucking asshole in order to get shit done the right fucking way. It's not funny to me that the show is fucked up constantly. It's not funny.
Girls, not funny. Girls, girls.
Can I say the funniest thing to me about this movie is how likable Tommy Lee is? And you're like, when did he get the swastika tattoo then?
Did he have a swastika tattoo?
Yeah, during the Pamela Anderson divorce proceeding, that was one of the things, the evidence that he had a swastika tattoo covered up that he had as a kid. Or like as a teenager.
Oh, really?
And it's just funny because I'm friends with Coulson too, and like I thought he was great in this Machine Gun Kelly. He makes Tommy Lee like seem like such a
very
nice, cool guy.
Likeable.
Yeah,
character.
He's super likable as Tommy Lee, and you're like, the guy is such a piece of shit in real life that it's almost a testament to.
It's
Coulson.
Well, I mean, in the movie, there's a scene where he fucking punches his wife in the
right,
face on the bus, and you're like, they sort of just kind of glaze over
they
it
make
as
it, like, oh, he's such a child, he didn't know what he was. Like, they really try to be like, yes, he hit this woman, but here's the best case scenario.
She
of
called
how,
his mom a cunt over and over again,
and the second he did it, he was like, oh my god, what happened? Like he was in a fugue state almost, and it's yeah. Like, yeah, I think Tommy Lee's got a little bit more of a history of hitting women than that,
and I think also like all those guys. Look, let's go into the good and the bad. First of all, play the fucking trailer now. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be shitty, guys. It's just
really felt like my aunt at Thanksgiving.
I've had this conversation 100 times, and it just starts to be that's not what I'm looking for on this show. So
I can say I understand it's out of frustration because it's happened before. Legitimately, this time it was a fail in the connection, and that's why the reason
I know we are
happened.
Failing to connect between host and producers. There's a failure to connect, and that's I want to make sure that we have that connection, or we're not going to be able to do that anymore.
I'll tell you, Zach, you were on High Society the other day. Sound played on every video first try, right?
It was amazing.
It's fucking crazy.
Same equipment.
I was sitting there. See? Zach's sitting there.
All right, then there's a common fact.
It's not even just this show. It's like Bisping shit. It's every time. I had to bring it up 100 fucking times. It's just crazy. So just please don't. And then
we had a puppet and everything.
Then you turn me into a fucking asshole. Then I have to be a fucking dickhead.
Turn you.
Yeah. That's their fault.
It's just waiting under the surface. It's like
it's fucking infuriating. I don't know how many times I got to fucking say it.
That's my secret. I'm always an asshole.
Good, go.
Bisping just complains the video never works because he only has one eye.
Half this video is not working. Yeah.
It could have happened to anybody, but it didn't. It happened to us. The new band is going to be something nobody's ever seen before.
Oh my God, those are my pants.
But they look so much better on me.
Oh my God, this movie sucks.
We got the Runaway.
This is fucking terrible.
Kid drummer.
Nah, I tell you, he's The guy playing Tommy Lee is great.
Oh, let's just play it.
I get that he's your buddy.
No, no, honestly, I was shocked.
One second,
I'll say I was shocked at how good he was.
What do you think?
Holy shit.
If we want to knock people on their asses, then we've got to give them a show. I'm talking like a stadium show in the clubs. The fans, they're dying for some anarchy. So let's give it to them.
I work for Electra Records. You guys like a record too?
Here's your boy, Pete. Doesn't, by the way, doesn't the guy who plays Mick Mars from Game of Thrones look like he should be playing Ozzy?
Oh, pause, he looks so, holy shit, yeah, that's awesome. Pause it for a second. I didn't realize that was
Ramsay Bolton
from Game of Thrones.
He looks just like Ozzy.
Yeah, a little bit.
He should be.
He did a good job. All right, look, that, we got it. We got the trailer.
This looks like the scary movie edition. No. Okay. Now I definitely won't.
So here's the good and the bad. Okay, let's go with the good. Okay. Number one, I think I only enjoyed the movie because I was a very big fan of Motley Crue growing up. I had all of the like home videos. So at the end trailers where they're going like shot for shot, going with some of the things that influenced it, those were from home videos. Motley Crue, I forget the name of the video, but it looked like it was in a brown paper bag. That was the cover of the video.
It looked like a fantasy cutaway scene from Detroit Rock City. That movie looks terrible.
But listen, I knew a lot of it. So I knew that they were going to be called Christmas. I knew a lot of it wasn't true. Like, I guess another guy said, look at this Motley looking crew. And that's how they got the idea for the band. It wasn't Mick Mars. That's what they said anyway in the home tape. But you're right. Machine Gun Kelly was fucking great.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly really surprised me as an actor. I didn't think he was going to be good at all. I don't really know anything about him.
He's also in that. Well, it hasn't come out yet, but that other movie Pete did, Big Time Adolescence. He's in that, which that's a really good movie when it comes out.
Yeah, I mean, look, he did a really, really good job. It was fun. It was nostalgic, you know.
It was fun to me. It was funny to me because, like, he's my friend. I thought he did a great job, and I also hate Tommy Lee as a person.
That's the other, they're so unlikable.
Yeah, the guys terrible human beings.
Are fucking horrible. You're talking about, like, they don't even really shy away from
it. But that movie is better than that trailer.
Yeah, no, I thought the movie was good, and I'm not a big Motley Crue fan. Mm-hmm. I thought
the movie better than the trailer? I don't know.
Well, he hated the trailer.
Yeah.
We didn't hate the trailer, so I thought the movie was fine. It was good.
It was, I get why people are shitting on it, because there's certain things that are bad about it.
Well, I think there's something about seeing people in those outfits in HD that induces cringe in me. You know what I mean? Like, when I watch an old video of that, I'm like, that's just what it was. When I see that in crisp HD, I'm just like, oh, people did that. I forgot.
It
also
takes you out of it because what we remember of that era is very grainy.
Exactly.
Very. So when you have it in
that
HD,
80s colorized TV shit,
it's reminding you that you are watching a movie. It's hard to let yourself go and suspend disbelief, I think, in that moment. And I understand that as well.
Like, if that was just filmed on film instead of digital, which I assume it was, I bet it wouldn't have, like, evoked such a... it's like, you know when you see, and they try to HD up, like, old Twilight Zone episodes, and you're like, why does this look fucking weird?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
There's something to that.
Because they were shot on film. And when something's shot on film,
yeah.
It's the highest quality it could be. It's just a matter of how you send it to the TV.
Right.
So, like, all those old movies, they are HD. Yeah. It's just they didn't know how to transfer it properly.
Yeah, so you could
But you know
watch
what I mean? Like, it takes you watch, out of it when it doesn't look...
Yeah, you could actually watch a 50s movie with, like, the highest level of HD and, like, see the pores in their skin and shit. It's
oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool. That's interesting. But, so, here's the bad stuff.
But the makeup wasn't designed for it, so they look really weird.
The
That's probably...
Left out a lot of the rapes in the book.
I didn't read the book. Was there a lot of rapes?
It's not great. It's right, the same author as the Manson biography.
So I didn't know any of these stories. So
yeah,
I
it's the same. He ghost wrote a lot of books. He wrote The Game, the pickup artist.
The
book.
Michael Douglas.
Oh, and yeah, I guess there's a story in the book that one of them was fucking the chick in a closet.
Vince Neil.
I was like, I'll be right back, and just sent his friend in.
Is that rape?
It wasn't friends.
That's rape.
Plural, Zach.
Sending
friends.
Your friends to.
I believe that's why Mystical, the rapper, is in jail right
well,
now.
Well, because he described her as too drunk. That's why.
That's rape.
Well, it's not rape if, like, she's like, yeah, send your friends in.
She was just passed out, and then
he implies that it was that she was too drunk to know what was going on.
So I mean, I've run some trains on some fucking chicks that
the girl wanted
to get a fucking train.
No, the girl's not fucked up, and she wants it. Of course, that's fine.
Well, they're probably a little fucked up too. They weren't.
I use the word fucked up to be like,
yeah, but they got fucked up to get a train run on them. Not that they got fucked up and then had a train run on them.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's also
not shaming anyone for what they want to do. You know,
social lubricant is still lubricant, Lewis.
You know, that is a weird thing because, like, my chick really likes to fuck when she gets drunk. So I'm in a weird.
I did not know where this was going.
I literally thought you were about to be like, it's weird. My chick doesn't like trains run on.
No, she loves it. Especially a soul train. So,
that's what you guys did in Jamaica, huh?
Yeah. No, but she likes to get drunk and then she gets horny when she gets drunk.
Nothing wrong with
that. That's all chicks.
But I don't like it. It
worries you, right?
A crime every fucking time we have sex. I'm like, please stop just drinking for the love of God. And she doesn't get like blackout crazy drunk. She just likes it. Couple drinks and she's fucking down. So in my mind, I know if I want to make my girlfriend horny, I'm like, I bring home a little alcohol. And that act is very rapey to me.
Because he can't keep it in the house because she'll just fuck whoever's
around. Oh, exactly. She'll start fucking the bottle. Who knows?
She'll just go outside. We go to the end of the store.
Here's two major problems with the film, and this is going to be a spoiler. So if you guys want to watch this and you don't want to hear anything that happens in it, this is a biopic, or is that what they call it?
Biopic?
Biopic. Yeah.
Doesn't really matter.
So it's sort of like there's no fucking spoiling anything. This is life. It all happened. But there's two things that I thought really sucked about it. Okay. Number one, they're both involving the ending. Okay. So Vince Neil, his daughter, she dies.
Yeah.
And I didn't, by the way, that's one story I didn't know. I had no idea that he had a daughter that died.
He ate her.
And that, I mean, it broke my
Someone handed
heart.
Handed her to him during a record contract meeting, and they thought he was going to release her, and he bit her head off. Yeah.
That broke my heart, dude. Watching that scene really fucked me up because I got a kid, and it's just, that's the shit that'll get me every single time. Right. But then they go from like they're showing like everyone's sort of like rock bottom at this point, like we're at, you know.
Tell me she's gonna be okay, Dr. Feelgood. Tell me she's gonna be okay.
God. And it's like, you know, Mick Mars's back is hurting, and Heather Locklear leaves Tommy Lee because he cheats on her with a porn star, and then Vince Neil's daughter dies. Where it's like, all right, guys, let's fucking. You shouldn't even put these things in the same scene. This is like fucking the most horrible thing ever. And then it's like within 3 minutes, they're getting the band back together, and it's sort of like this. But look, Motley Crue's gonna ride again, and you're like, Dougie, let's just sit in that daughter's death for a minute. What do we do? I mean, how do we go so quickly from his fucking daughter dying to just getting the band back together?
What did his daughter die of?
Cancer.
Yes, yeah, stomach
she
cancer.
She was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
nothing but a good time.
They get back together. And it's 1995.
Yeah.
They
gloss over how much of a failure they were at the time.
They gloss over the fact that the entire genre, not only was Motley Crue dead, we are talking about, we are 5 or 4 years removed from the genre being fucking not laughable. I'm talking 92, it was over. By 92, when 92 hit, hair metal was completely fucking done. Not happening anymore. Even Skid Row's trying to kind of change their style. They did Slave to the Grind, which was way less hair metal-y and started getting more like heavy. By the time they brought in John fucking Carabo or whatever his fucking name was, nobody cared. Nobody gave a fuck about Motley Crue or hair metal at all. And then by the time they brought Vince Neil back in, oh my God, it was just, they show them walking out like Motley Crue wrote again for another 20 years and they were like walking out. They were doing like clubs. At that time, they were doing like Irving Plaza. When Vince Neil came back in the band.
It wasn't until like...
Iowa State Fair! Are you ready to rock?
Like a few years ago, it was old enough that the nostalgia got them back into like big venues, basically, right?
They weren't even in big venues. They started doing these tours, like, you know, like Scorch the Earth or whatever, where it's like they took like 5 or 6 hair metal bands and they put them together. So it'll be like Warrant, Dokken, Motley Crue, and Poison on tour. And now we could half fill a fucking stadium because they used to be. And also now everyone that listened to that music now has kids and has enough money to just go and fucking go spend $100 on a ticket, you know? So it's like a weird thing where, you know,
Well, they said they went for 20 years, but it's one of those things where, like, yeah, but then to fill that kind of show that they showed, that's when they haven't been on stage in 2 years, because that's how long it takes to build up that many people who will pay.
Did they do that, though? When they came back, were they even, like, doing something on their own?
When they did, like, 2015, their last, like, show, and it was, like, for New Year's. Like, that's the kind of thing you can get if you haven't been there in a couple years.
Where was it?
You can get all the dads to come back out.
It was in fucking Japan. It was in some other fucking country that they still respect hair metal. I guarantee you was not in fucking anywhere that matters. Where was their last show? Tell me. It's going to be in like
Billings, fucking Montana.
It was the 2015 New Year's Eve, they said in the movie.
Yeah, I saw that.
But yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. It's like, did you see Anvil? Tell me you guys saw that. One of the best documentaries ever. It's about like one of their contemporaries, one of like another hair metal band that never made it.
But it's called Anvil?
Yeah, they're called Anvil. And they were always big with the other bands. And it just showed like these got just 30 straight years of sucking, of just doing the shittiest venues, of never giving up, always being like, and like they never made it because the lead singer was not a good singer and not good looking. But everything else about them was like top notch, you know, good metal band.
Why didn't they just get rid of the singer?
Because it was his band. And if they had, probably would have made it.
Ugh. Shannon.
He was like just this very Jewish looking guy who played with a dildo, like literally played the dildo on the guitar.
I like it.
Which like in 82, you could see why that guy was so popular.
Yeah.
It was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Was it just them, though? Or were they opening for like
Guns N' Roses? She read it wrong. It was at a Staples.
It was the last
the center
one.
Of a Staples. It wasn't even the whole Staples.
It wasn't even on the
center
roof.
Aisle.
No, my guess is that
he
they had
jump solo and then hits the "That Was Easy" button.
My guess is that they had not been in L.A. I'm going to say they hadn't been in L.A. in years. If they filled that place up, that's how you fill a place up if you're that band. Because like Skid, yeah. Because I remember like someone's like Iron Maiden filled out a stadium, and I'm like, yeah, when?
Well, they still tour. Iron Maiden's also like they're way more respected than Motley Crue. Motley Crue wasn't a good band. That's people fair. Didn't really respect Motley Crue. Vince Neil was widely regarded as a bad singer. They say it in the movie. They were like, when they go see Vince singing at a pool, they go, his voice is all right. That's the best compliment they give him. They go, his voice is all right. And then Nikki Sixx goes, I don't give a fuck if he can sing. Look at the way he's got those girls screaming. That's in the fucking movie. That's how bad of a singer Vince Neil was.
He's also not that good looking, he's not to good be looking, honest.
No, he's the least good looking in Motley Crue.
Like he's the
Mick Mars is a fucking monster.
Yeah. But yeah, like compared to all the other like lead singers that were all doing the same act of like putting on a leotard and makeup, like he was kind of the most basic one.
He's an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, he just had makeup on.
He had like he had a very puffy face too. Like it was very like just a fat guy face.
Yeah, he's no Sebastian Bach.
Pull up Vince Neil, 1991 MTV interview, man. Challenging Axl
Rose. Sebastian Bach is a beautiful man.
Yeah. Sebastian Bach, when he was 18, when Skid Row
came
out.
And he can fucking sing. Yeah.
He was gorgeous. Just a fucking stick figure, high cheekbones, beautiful lips.
But like a real singer, though.
Yeah.
Like he was like the Christina Aguilera of that scene.
Yeah, he was an incredible, incredible singer. Vince Neil just didn't have that thing. That was sort of always what stuck out to me about Motley Crue's music, because they made really, really great pop songs. I think they made better pop songs than Poison or Skid Row. Or any of these other bands, like they had a lot of them, dude.
That's
when
you
go into it, it's like, you know,
I didn't realize how many
same
of those
old situation.
Songs.
Yeah. Fucking Dr. Feelgood.
Can I say real quick? Sebastian Bach was such a good singer that they let him go to like be a Broadway star after wearing the AIDS Kills Fags Dead shirt. Yeah. That's how good a singer he was. They were like, he hits the notes. It's okay.
And then got fired from Jesus Christ Superstar for keeping doing the devil horns during
that's fucking
when
awesome.
Came out and bowed at the end.
That's funny. I didn't hear that.
We talked to Sebastian Bach about maybe doing a podcast on the network.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were in negotiations. How does he look? With him. I don't even fucking know.
I feel like he looks exactly like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, he's all fucked up looking now. He's all wiry and weasley. Good. Pull up the Vince Neil 1991 interview.
If he's wiry and weasley, that's the best case scenario. I was assuming he was going to be fat.
A lot of bad things about me the last few years.
Yeah, you're right. He's not a great looking guy.
And a lot of threats.
He just has like the good looking guy costume on.
I remember one of your guys' shows before the MTV Awards, and where he said, "Well, anytime, any place, and right now, I want to put an end to this. And
what I want is Axl. If you're watching this, I want to challenge you to a fight.
Oh shit!
I'm going to give you the time. Blah, blah. I'm going to give you the place.
And that's the story of Ellis Mania 1.
There's no backing out now, buddy. And it's time to put up or shut up.
I'd like to do it at an arena where people can come and see. I'd like to have it televised.
Oh, it'd be great.
God. Could you imagine how great this slap fight would have been?
I want the whole world to see this fight.
Would you have loved to just
see would have loved it.
Just the hair pulling and the squealing.
I think it'd be great. I'm really psyched for it.
All right. Got it.
Because I need to put an end to this, so.
So, yeah, they had a real beef, and I chose Motley Crue.
That sounded like a CEO acquisitioning a fight. Damn. That was awful.
Yeah, he did not seem like, that was not a great promo.
Yeah.
But didn't he grow up in sort of a tough area?
He needs
area?
A manager.
I think his backstory was that he was like the only white kid that went to like his, like he went to, he grew up in like somewhere really hoodie.
In LA?
In LA, like.
That's possible.
The fuck, like Compton or one. I think it was Compton actually. And he's half Mexican. And I believe it
was West Covina.
West Covina, yeah. So apparently, I mean, look, dude, these guys, they have fucking makeup and hair on, but they go through that in the movie too. Like, a lot of these guys were fucking just down. I wore eyeliner in high school. People didn't make fun of me because of it, because if you made fun of me wearing eyeliner, I was going to punch you. I mean, behind my back, I'm sure they did. But I was like, I was just not, bullies are only going to bully people who accept it, you know, and they don't want to just deal with the fucking repercussions of getting into a fight every time they say something. So,
well, I never knew anybody who like made fun of somebody just for walking by. But it's like if a guy with eyeliner in
high
school.
Went to a nice high school then.
No, I just didn't do that. People do that. But like, if I was arguing with a guy with eyeliner, I'd call him an eyeliner wearing fag in high school. I'm not going to just make fun of a guy walking by.
Yeah, I mean, look, kids in high school would fucking just make fun of people walking by. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, it was like brutal. I mean, I didn't really get made fun of, though. I just wasn't, even though I hung out with a lot of nerdy kids, like I was in a band in high school and I play hacky sack, but I also just grew up in kind of a hood area and all the kids that I grew up with were down to fight. Like, we're just down to, not they're not even tough kids. They're just down, and there's two different types of people in the world, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know this, Chris. You grew up in a fucking, you know, rougher area. Mm-hmm. There are people that are just willing to fight and just willing to go there very quickly, right? And I think that most people aren't. Most people aren't willing to get hit, or most people are very afraid of being hit. So just in general, they move on to the next person. You know, I'm also a bigger guy. Like, I also wore the eyeliner well. It wasn't like...
It made your eyes pop. So
it really did.
It was
a weird thing. I didn't really.
Put on mascara and just batted his eyelashes at anybody who wanted to beat him up.
Oh, I would blow anybody.
Like a Puerto Rican hooah.
But I was also in an after-school program.
He was also wearing leopard stretch pants.
I was kicked out of school, and
they
I was
were regular
an,
pants.
I was in an after-school program with all like kids who were fucking drug dealers and like tough wannabe kids that like.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you were in an after-school program?
No, this was instead of school. They put me in a special program for like the kids they thought were at. I do it in my act. I don't want to, but it's a true story about how like I was the only one in the class who had never been in trouble.
Right.
Meaning for me.
Why were you in this class?
Parents didn't like them.
Well, that's the joke about it, is like everyone else was there for like a reason. With me, it was just a feeling. Like, they just had a bad feeling. Like, I hadn't been in trouble. They were just like, Dave's weird. He needs to be in this class,
too.
You're
not that weird of a guy.
We haven't found a dead mouse yet, but he's killing mice somewhere.
Yeah,
he's hurting squirrels.
I think I just came off as weird. But to be fair, I got into a couple of fights. But I wasn't like, my grades were fine. They weren't like fights. It was just like kids would pick on me and I would.
And then
like,
you would, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, shove them and like, be like, fuck you. And
of course.
You get suspended for that, you know.
Yeah, that's weird. So I didn't really get into a lot of, I got into a few fights, I guess, in middle school. But in high school, when I got kicked out of high school, it had nothing to do with fighting or violence. It was me. It was my attendance.
You're just being an asshole will get
just
you in way more trouble
asshole.
Than fighting.
It was like little stupid things. Like I would draw on my arm in the middle of class and just keep on doodling, like draw a tattoo. I'd give myself like a sleeve with a marker. And then like by the time the end of class, like five kids are watching me draw a sleeve on my arm. And it's like nobody's paying attention. They're like, this kid's got to go. So yeah, they put me in an after school program, but all the kids there were like in there for selling drugs, fighting. I went to school from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. every day. So I came in right before school got out. I would start my class like in an annex section of my high school, and everyone would leave and they kept us separated. And I was the first kid to ever graduate. I was the first kid to ever get out of the after school program I didn't graduate from it. I went into it my second year or my second half of ninth grade until my first half of 10th grade. I went into this program and this is fucked up. This is what a little asterisky motherfucker I am. Everything that I've ever done in my life deserves a little asterisk next to it. Because it was the only time that I made the principal's role in high school, which means you have to have a 95 average or above in every class. And it was because they put us in like, it was a classroom with animals.
By not shitting on the paper, you had 100.
Doggy. No,
he was 16 with those scissors that are shaped like crayons.
Well, they gave us a workbook, and I finished the workbook in 3 days.
You found Waldo, so you got an A+.
Did your school have McDonald's math for the retarded kids?
No, what's that?
Wait, like McDonald's branded math.
Now, if you have one, if you have one special needs and you make it bacon, how much is that?
Are you not special needs kids? Now, Zach, are you not just confusing special school with the Burger King Kids Club?
I remember the retarded kids had workbooks, and it would be like if somebody gets
Zach, are
two
you eating your number four right now? It's like, no, I'm doing math.
How much would it be? And they were teaching them how to be cashiers.
No.
Oh,
I think it was my
that's
senior year.
Very nice.
My
of them.
Senior year of high school, they had like an inspection, like the state came to inspect the school, and I guess they weren't up to snuff for the special needs program, so they just sent all the retarded kids to New York for 2 days,
like on a trip,
on a school trip.
Oh, my high school got in trouble for that kind of thing too. Where like to they got rid of the dumb kids to make sure that the standard tests were a certain level. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They do that.
No, but with my school, they forced a few people to drop out even though they weren't failing, just to keep the averages.
Just to
I went
the
to
averages.
This school
do
in
that
Jersey
in a lot
that
of
was
schools,
like
though,
one of the most respected public schools. Like, yeah. So they like did all this shady shit to keep their standing.
Of course. Yeah. I went to a really nice public school as well. I went to North Rockland High School, which is like, you know, 2 swimming pools, fucking 2 football fields. They have like it's like, you know, really really big high school. And yeah, dude, there was teachers that were caught in my school district for giving their kids better grades just to keep to pretend that the kids are doing better than they were.
And not
it
even
was a, it was it maybe
and
was
the kids didn't even have to fuck them for it.
No, not at all.
So that's bullshit.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. I got to take a piss for a second. What I'm going to say is let's just take a moment. I don't want to play a clip from the special. So why don't you put it? I just posted to Facebook or to YouTube today.
Just play that lady getting kicked on loop.
Well, it's old people are racist. So this actually relates to that. And you don't have to have reactions or whatever. Turn the volume off. Have them play that for a second while I go piss really quick. And we'll come back and we will look at some more of these Photoshops for the Shannon contest. Okay. So yeah, guys, once again, Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez, available everywhere. April 1st, everywhere you can buy comedy specials, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Gas Digital. And, hopefully you guys will enjoy it. So this is one clip from the special. I'm gonna be putting out a few more clips throughout the week. So without further ado, here is a little clip from Louis J. Gomez presents. Louis J. Gomez,
don't forget the J, bitch! My grandmother was the sweetest woman in the world. Sweetest woman in the world, but she said some racist shit, you know? Because she's from a different time. I grew up in Rockland County, New York, which is right outside of the city. It's about an hour outside of the city. And there's a little stretch along Route 304 that goes from Spring Valley to Muncie. Now, in Spring Valley, it is all Haitian people, okay? In Muncie, it's all Hasidic Jews. So I remember when I was 16 years old, I was learning how to drive, and my grandma would chime in with these fucking brutally racist comments. By the way, that's when real racism shows its face. When road rage kicks in, you're behind the wheel of a car, you can say whatever the fuck you want, right? So I remember my grandmother was trying to protect me, okay? She said, listen to me, when you're driving through Spring Valley, you gotta be careful because these Haitians are gonna try to steal your car. Lock your doors, roll up your windows, don't even stop at red lights, just boom, go straight through. Take the ticket, it's not worth your life. And you wanna know why? She said, it's because they have pirate blood. That's what she said. She thought that all Haitian people moved to the United States on pirate ships. Not that they wanted to steal your car. They have to steal your car. They're pirates. It's in their blood. They take vessels. But then she said, you got to be even more careful. Once you go down Route 304, once you get into Muncie, this is a quote, while the Hasidic Jews look safer than the Haitians, they're not. Here's what the Hasidic Jews will do. Is they will wait till you're driving by. Then they will push their baby strollers in front of your car. So you hit their babies so they can sue you. Yeah. Yeah, that's a real lesson that my grandmother taught me when I was 16 years old. That Haitian people have pirate blood and that Jews are willing to sacrifice their babies for a lawsuit. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. I know it's fucked up. I see some of your faces. But you want to know the most fucked up part about that story? It wasn't actually my grandmother. It was my mom. But my mom wasn't that old, so whenever I would tell the story as my mom, nobody would laugh. They'd just be like, that's fucking crazy. She can't say a shit like that. And what's even more fucked up about that wasn't actually my mom. It's me. I'm telling you right now.
All right. Yeah, guys, go buy the special. April 1st. April 1st, everywhere you can buy comedy albums. Okay. I just want to take a moment to, number one, say thank you to everyone that uses the sponsors on this show. It's a big deal. You guys know it's one of the reasons we can do this show is because we have great sponsors, and we spend a lot of time trying to find products and discounts for those products that you guys will enjoy. We know you guys are fucking animals, and we know you guys like a certain type of thing, so it's not like we will take any sponsor on the show. But I want to let you know, this could be your opportunity. If you have a product or business that you think might connect with our audience, this is your opportunity to have us talk about it. If you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise, just fill out the little questionnaire and make sure you type in RAP when they ask you for the show code. Type in RAP, and somebody will reach out to you. Who knows? You might have something that our audience will absolutely love. We do a great job with our sponsors, and we send some amazing fans over their way. So this is your opportunity to have myself, Zach, and maybe some other shows in the network talk about your product or service. Once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com/advertise, and make sure you use the show code RAP. All right, where were we? Shannon, we're going to wrap this one up somewhat soon. We got some more. When is this contest officially over?
I think we said the week of your birthday. Or Monday? Or you're not going to be here Monday,
I won't
right?
be here on Monday on my birthday. I'll be here that Friday, the okay. Friday after.
Yeah.
So that's the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. I think that's April 5th, right? Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
Guys, we're picking the winner on April 5th, Friday next week. So if you guys want to, what are we giving them if they win?
A prize pack, mug, t-shirt.
And a hoodie. Wow. Wow. You guys can send in your submissions to realassofficial@gmail.com. Real Ass Official, if you guys want to join the Photoshop Shannon into a sexually provocative situation contest.
But these are Shannon deepfakes?
These are, yeah. So if the parameters are simple, man. You know, funny is great, but if it makes me want to jerk off, that's probably the best way. If you want to win this one, I'm picking the one that makes me want to jerk off the most, for me personally. So
I'm good at Photoshop.
Are you?
I have nothing but time.
You could join the contest.
I may.
Doggy, I would love it.
That's what I used to do. That was my side gig in the old days.
Whoa, holy shit.
Doing naked Photoshops of Shannon?
Yes.
Let's see now. What do we got here, Shannon? Tell me their names.
That LOS Discord is real fucking provocative.
Tell me their names, too.
First one's from Nick.
Okay.
Is that China?
Those are.
Oh, it's China. Is that China?
I think so.
Did China eat clam?
Barely.
She didn't fuck around, huh?
Those are unfortunate.
Yeah, that's not good. The problem is it's actually shining a light on how big Shannon's face is.
Like, yeah, her face isn't that big, right?
No, it is, though. Now I'm realizing how big her face is, because I never noticed it before until this Photoshop.
Cool,
because
it's on a normal-sized head there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm never going to be able to unsee it.
Yeah, they have to compensate for the head size.
I don't know. I think that's a real thing. That's Shannon's...
I feel like that person's orbital bones wouldn't work. They wouldn't be able to see.
Yeah.
Because the eyes are bigger than the brain.
That's true.
Now, Shannon, when you were in Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem.
I go to the next Photoshop. Who's this one from? Whatever his name
next
is.
Next one's from Daniel.
From Daniel. Let's see, Daniel. What do you got?
No last names? Okay, see, once again, her face is not that big. That is...
Yeah, they're having difficulty finding...
It also doesn't look like Shannon.
Doesn't look
like
Shannon.
Is that actually a picture of you?
I don't believe that woman's... And that body doesn't even make sense to me. That was that on a real
Did they
cover
Photoshop
Playboy?
Out her pussy? It looks like the...
That is fucking
In the Twilight
weird.
Zone when the kid makes his sister's mouth disappear.
Why are the nipples pointing in two different directions, like Biggie's eyes?
Well, that's actually Shannon's tits. They did a waist-up real Shannon. But here's what I like about this one. Playboy magazine cover...
I like that they put all of us in the articles.
Interview with the real ass dude, Luis J. Gomez, Zach Attack, Zach
mentions me.
Pew, yeah. Shannon.
Oh, and they mentioned the thing is. Ding.
The thing is with Shannon, I hate this idea. Scam that shit. See, this is good. The Photoshop itself is not that great.
The concept is nice.
The concept is pretty good. That was one of my favorites because it's different. It's outside of the box.
It was just a Playboy cover.
No, but they added other little elements.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they wrote true. About us. That was fun. I liked it. You know what you should do? You know who could win this probably? If you Photoshop Shannon, like just a picture of Shannon and make her look better. You know, like if you airbrushed it off.
If you just retouch a photo of
yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah. Turn Shannon into a fucking hot chick. How cool would that be? It's like Makeover Day on the Real Ass Podcast.
Could someone please email me her headshot?
100%.
I don't have a headshot.
You don't have a headshot?
No. People are just using pictures.
This glamorous woman doesn't have a single headshot. You're kidding me.
Get arrested. She'll send you a bunch of pictures.
Go ahead. Next one.
Next one's from Johnny.
Johnny. Oh.
That's your face?
That's Bunny De La Cruz's body.
It's the first passable Photoshop.
That now we're getting a little too real. The problem is, I think
this is what happens if Shannon plays one more video without sound on. She's right here.
I also feel like Shannon probably has a rainbow tattoo on her fupa. I can't imagine her not.
It says "Taste the Rainbow."
That was originally
really love this bitch, huh?
I have one of her DVDs.
Yeah. That was originally just a tattoo of one Skittle.
That was a good one, Shannon. Does that one offend you?
I don't love it.
I don't love it.
Okay, this one there's several. So let me. Can I read you the email that?
Read me the
with
email
this?
That came with it. I like it.
Okay, so this is from the boyfriend of Caspira. I don't know if I'm saying her name the right way.
Caspira, the bitch we looked at last week on the show. She got a boyfriend?
She has a boyfriend.
Wow.
So he says, hey, if this is Shannon who reads this, let me start off by apologizing profusely for these efforts. My girlfriend Caspira, who you guys know who you should know by now, is a huge fan of the show and has already submitted pictures to you guys and won a year subscription and talked me into using my skills for evil. I can't resist a challenge, so I got to work giving you guys what you asked for. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you can win anything for this, and that was certainly not why I did this, but if there was anything that could be done to get my girlfriend a ticket to Skankfest, I would gladly do any.
There's 22 passes left.
Well, look, she can get into Skankfest, but he's not going to like what she's going to have to do to get there. As her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Maybe he's into that.
Maybe he is.
Well, he's hoping maybe instead of his prize pack, maybe he can get her a ticket.
I mean, these better be some fucking... In order to get a ticket for Skankfest right now, which I have probably 20 comps left total for like friends and family and things like that, this fucking Photoshop.
He's done. There's like 7 different ones here.
Okay, let's see them. Let's see what he's done because we never said you couldn't submit more than one.
There better be a GIF involved. Yeah. If he wants free tickets to Skankfest.
All right, here's the first one.
Okay, I think that's just fucking awesome. I mean.
I want that one so bad.
I'm going to post all of these to my Instagram right now.
Is that current Vince Neil in the middle?
Whoa.
That looks...
Okay. These are good Photoshop.
That's really good.
These
that
are
is
good Photoshop.
Well done, Photoshop.
That's well done.
Yeah. That actually has her face the right size.
I love
this. This, I don't believe, is a Photoshop. This, I just think, is a photo from your Instagram. Oh, this is just you photoshopped a bigger dick on him? That's all it is?
You photoshopped a dick on me?
Yeah.
Also, wait, when are we doing a beach with Big J and...
That must be Shiprock.
Yeah, that was Shiprock.
That dick is wrong, by the way.
That's right, you did it with them.
That dick, there's something very wrong about that dick.
Yes! That's the best one so far.
That has to be the winner.
That's the best one so far.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, Shannon.
The necklace makes it a cheat, though.
Oh, Ralph finally fucks without a condom like a real man.
Hell yeah. You know, Ralph's only had sex with a condom in his life, ever.
It could be in there somewhere.
See, if that is also Ralph,
looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these are very
well
done. These
are all really high-quality Photoshops. I like it.
That's the last one.
Yeah, look, I'm going to vote for this guy. He gets the Ralph Shannon one is the one that is being entered for the contest. But no, you're not going to get a free Skankfest ticket for that.
Wow.
So, what am I supposed to do? I can't just give away. These tickets are expensive. There's a limited number of seats we have, or a limited number of space. You've been to Skankfest before, right?
Yeah, it's great.
You know what the fuck's up, dude. It's crazy. It's going to be a crazy time.
I just feel bad. The man wanted it so bad. Look at all the work he did.
How did Caspira get there last year? Did she win tickets?
I don't remember. Did she win at Skankfest? Remember we did the talent contest? Did she win that and that's how she got the year subscription?
Maybe.
No?
I don't know.
No, the guy won that didn't show up to the talent contest.
Right. Was it Carlos?
Yeah, Carlos.
He was the best. Carlos was the fucking man. But I like it. Look, we can enter that in for her. She can use her friend. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. That's a solid. Hey, if you want her to get into Skankfest, break up with her.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look, you could also just have her suck off all the Legion of Skanks. It's a way to do it, right?
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot goth bitch.
Mm-hmm. Armpit hair.
Yeah, which I don't like usually, but if she'll just own it like that, I'm like, fuck it, go.
If she just showed up, would she even not be allowed to go in, this girl? If we're being honest, like, if she showed up, like, you're saying hot goth chick who you guys know?
I'm sure she could probably get a fucking...
Because I snuck in. So.
Yeah, but you're a comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a hot chick.
She could fucking...
That girl walk right
How could
in.
She just not convince somebody to buy her a ticket? That's what I would do. If I was a hot chick... Dude, if I was a hot chick, I would just fucking... have everything. It would just... There'd be nothing in life that I wouldn't have.
I mean, dignity.
A hymen.
That's also true.
Parents.
All right. I'm sick of everyone here at the table. Yeah, so that's not going to win you tickets, but it was good, though. Is there any other Photoshops right now, or is that it?
No, that's it for now.
I think he's in first place, though.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I like the one also with me pegging you.
Yeah, have that one ready to go, too. Yeah. We'll pick our top five or top four. Maybe we'll have the fans vote on it on Twitter. We'll put them out because those are fucking solid. And once again, you guys can keep on sending in those Photoshops. realassofficial@gmail.com is the email address. Also, your scams or scam that Jew or just nice letters, dick pics, whatever you guys want to send. We love it. We love getting things from you guys. We love hearing from you guys. We love connecting with you guys.
I'm already thinking outside the box of how I can win this. I think the key here is not using people.
Oh, that is very smart.
Yeah, straight to cartoon animals.
There's also, I mean, look, nobody's really gone crazy outside of the box and creative. And, you know, there's a real opportunity to win this prize pack still. So
I also do have a dick pic that was submitted. Do you want
to
see
it? I would love to see it. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's bring it up.
I'm going to start screenshotting the Rosaki.
What's his name and what's his email address?
Okay, hold on. No, I'm trying to hide
dead
it.
Dead ass.
Screen
right
Frank's Red
Is that a bong in the background? Have if some class.
You're going to send, first of all, what is the bubble on his dick? What is that weird bubble?
A bad circumcision.
It's a callus.
That's the
head.
No.
I'm talking about the.
No, down, that's the head.
Halfway down the shaft.
No, that's the head. He's uncircumcised, Lewis. Yeah, that's what an uncircumcised dick looks like.
No, I'm talking about that, which he's circling right there, which looks like a fucking bubble.
It's the power button.
That doesn't.
You gotta
hit
it five times.
Is that a vein, or is that
maybe a vein?
Yeah, that's probably a vein. Yeah,
that looks like a fucking.
Well, he's also strangling it to try to give it its the
he's
most girth possible.
He's pulling it down.
So you can see he's giving it a blood choke right now.
But let's examine all of this. He had to drink three Coors Lights and smoke a bong a bunch before he could get the confidence to send Shannon a dick pic.
And chug some hot sauce, apparently.
Yeah. He also says in the email that his girlfriend also loves me.
She know? Oh, if you want to have a threesome, I love that. What's his name?
Let me take it off the screen. Hold on. Romulo?
Romulo. That's a robot from the future.
It's either Italian or a Star Trek fan.
Oh, Romulo. Oh, Romulo. Where art thou, cock Romulo? Solid joke there, boys.
So people just like send their dicks in, huh? That's just the thing here? People just send their dicks and they get attention?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. That's not a bad deal.
It's like you're every woman on Tinder. Just getting dick pics.
Why not?
I mean, it's nice that people are like engaged.
Yeah, you got to keep them engaged somehow. Show the guy's cock on camera. There you go. Romulo, thank you for the dick pic.
We're going to wrap this one.
Sending a dick pic to the Real Ass Podcast is the new waving behind a news reporter.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for listening. We will be back on Wednesday with another incredible show. I'll be back in Los Angeles next week. So if you guys are going to be hanging out near the Comedy Store, I'll probably be getting up there a couple times. And that's that. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
And social media.
And I'm at New York Comedy Club tomorrow. Sorry.
Tomorrow. Fuck tonight.
Thank you.
That's 26th. My sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Jenny. Christian Brooklyn, Christian BKLYN on Twitter, at Zach is not funny, at the chin underscore, at I am Shannon Lee, at Louis J. Gomez, at Realist Podcast, at Guest Digital. Follow everyone. Do it right now. Tweet at us. Let us know you got us there. And you love us. And you fucking something. I'm not thinking anymore. The words are just coming out of my mouth. I'm not even saying anything. Yitty yitty yada 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 you. That's the name of the episode. Yitty yitty yada 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 you. Ooh. Do do do. Beep beep beep. Pop 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 pop. Blue.
Say la B. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
June.
That's all. Toodly
do. Beepity boppity boppity boop. Beepity boop. Boppity boop.
It stopped. It already stopped.
I don't give a fuck. We're still recording and you're going to edit this in. How does that feel now? Beepity bop.
Do whatever you want.
Boopity boo.